answered during the lesson. Rav, please.
We are inside the law of Arvut. We advance according to it. Our whole life of how to is how to observe this law, whether we understand it or not. All of humanity is moving towards Arvut. And we can see this if we enter even 2-3 months ago. What's 2-3 months ago altogether in the life of a person? And we will see how much we thought and humanity thought about its development, its present and its future. And let's say in May, 2-3 months ago, yes? We will see the extent in which we've made a leap. We thought that maybe this will pass and we will go back to the life like before. Today we don't think that way any longer. Look what's happening to the entire humanity, to billions of people. What a revolution is transpiring in them, how they are changing their attitude towards life as they're in a certain process, a necessary process, and they have no choice, and it's not them who decide life, but rather life defines them. They're arranged that way and led and brought to another goal, and it shouldn't be like before. We are now in a process that we can, in a short period of time, to see the past and present and future, meaning this is already great attainment that each has in his life, where a person understands that what he had is not what we have and not what will be. And from this we raise ourselves, or nature, the Creator is raising us to another degree of reality, to another perception of reality. We are beginning, although to be passive, but with Him together. We are with Him together in the same process. He is doing, nature is doing, and we are in the same process, and we also see the same process. It's before us. And we see that it's not us who are managing this world, and it's not us who can change it. In regular things. But we even see that, God forbid, let's say, some bad future. We have no choice, but we are already understanding that this is, that what needs to happen will happen. And from here already, the question is whether we can nevertheless make any difference, and are we willing to take on more and more conditions that the Creator places before us in order to change the future, never after all. Meaning we're beginning to be, although more passive for the time being, but participating, passive participants in a process that's before us, that's actually happening before our eyes. And we can also see this on the media, in people, in the families, in every place you go. It's a very big thing. And everyone is trying to lower their head and not jump up and not scream that, oh, I. No, we are in a flow that nature is defining. And the law of Arvut is deciding. People don't understand this yet, but it's going to enter more and more into the awareness that only through the right connection between us, we bring forth the good for us, and only through the lack of connection between us, the good connection between us, we bring forth the bad. These things need to be clarified still to everyone. And then we will see that this law obligates us, and we inevitably have to observe it. There are those that will do it reluctantly, what we call Beito in due time, and there will be those that will want to do it like us, in Achishena, in haste, meaning to bring it closer and observe it and keep it in advance, even before it comes and obligates us with force. We want to obligate ourselves to keep it practically, in force. That's why we have to see day to day how we are all advancing. Our eyes are truly opening up in humanity. Less of these jumps that were from the different, the intellect and understanding that was happening and all that's occurring. And we will continue. The law of Arvut. There are here selected excerpts from the sources, because these excerpts specifically, these kind of juicy ones, the ones that stand out the most, are, they should remain in us, with us, and help us advance more and draw. Meaning, as much as a person feels that he's part of the collective and he needs to return to the collective and does actions in order to return and adhere to this great big soul that exists all the time, and only towards him there's this crisis, only towards this soul he is in the shvira, in the shattering. So to the extent in which he's drawn to this, he's already called Yashar Kel, direct to the Creator. And to the extent in which he connects to that general soul, it's called the soul of Adam Rishon, and he returns to his root, to the one desire that is filled with the one light of the Creator. That altogether is the system. And all our efforts are in order to bring ourselves back to an awareness, a recognition from that dormancy, from that sleep, as we call it, where we're feeling disconnected from the sensation of the general desire, the general filling. And this is how we have to incorporate there. Questions?
Доброе утро, Раф. Поручительство – это закон или сила? Если закон, то какая сила его?
Yervut is a law or a force. If it's a law, then what's the force that enables implementing it?
Arvut is the condition of the connection of all the shattered kelim to one soul. So a condition, a law, a rule by which everyone connects to everyone, like cells in a corporeal body, that's called Arvut, where each and every cell, each and every part needs to take into account in its work for the general body, the whole function of the general body. No part in our body exists in order to sustain itself alone. But in order and to the extent in which it wants to serve the whole general body, it has the right. It has the right of existence. And then it receives what it needs to receive.
Buongiorno, Rav. Buongiorno. Che cosa significa che il creatore riempie l'anima?
What is the meaning of the creator fulfilling the soul of Adam HaRishon? How does he connect it?
In truth, it doesn't fill and it doesn't connect and it doesn't do anything. But a person, according to his efforts, brings himself back to the feeling of the common desire and the light that fills the common desire. meaning that's why it's written that we are as dreamers, that we are sort of unconscious from the corrected state. And slowly, slowly, through our efforts, I try to awaken, to recover, to rise, and feel that I belong to this whole general kli, to the common desire, and then I feel the common filling, which is called the greater. It all depends on me. The general soul exists, everyone is there, and everyone except for me, truly. That's how I have to depict myself. And that feeling that I have that there are billions that don't belong to that state of the general soul, it just appears so to me. It's to the extent in which I'm not corrected, I see them too as disconnected and corrupted. Anyone who disqualifies does so in his own flaws. Kiev 1.
Да, вот мы включаемся в десятки в наше общее состояние объединения над собой.
Yeah, we are integrated in the ten, in the common state of our connection. Everyone transcends himself. What does it mean that in that state of connection we discover that soul of Adam Rishon?
To the extent in which you are connected and incorporated one another, we discover the upper light that fills us, that truly flows in us. It's the law of nature where there's one kli and one light, and when they are, and that they are in complete, absolute rest, only relative to us who are not yet in the end of correction, but rather constantly updating ourselves more and more, then it seems in this dynamic way, all these states, that everything's moving and changing until we come to a state that is completely corrected, which is called rest for the life of lives, to the
How is one purified by returning to the collective?
When he rises above his ego, from his individual desire to a desire of the ten, it's considered to be returning to the collective.
Rav, good morning. Following what you said in the beginning of the lesson, that we see that the coronavirus happening for the first time as a blow that hits the whole of humanity equally, the question is, are we going to see all the pressures now from the system working on humanity equally?
I can't say what will happen because it's all in the hands of the Creator, and I don't even want to think about that or to guess. I don't want to do that. And the Kabbalists usually are very they stay away from digging into fortune telling. So I really don't want to do that, and why? Because this lowers from the force of faith, from soul devotion, from taking on everything only as good. No matter whether it seems as bad, confusing, misunderstood, that's not important to me what things are before us. I do want to discover them somewhat only in order to know how to explain to the broad public the process and to open up their eyes somewhat so that they will wake up and follow us. But me, for myself, I don't care what will happen in another moment from now. completely not.
But Kabbalists always saw these things as signs for something.
That's them wanting to explain something to us. Yes, they want to explain to us something, but for themselves, only in faith. To the extent in which they don't know one moment ahead of them, that's certainly better. You put your foot for the next step, you don't know where you're putting it. Only in adhesion with the Creator, and then you're certain that you're walking correctly. And what will happen is not important. In adherence to the Creator.
Hello. Rav, if you can say, the common desire of the ten, is it a sum of the individual desires or the ten?
The desire of the ten is where they feel between them one inclination towards Dvikut in the Creator. And that there's none of, this desire does not exist in any single one of them, but in only in all of them together.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, относительно отрывка, какая должна быть у нас в десятке молитва?
Dear Rav, relating to the excerpt, what kind of prayer we need to have in the ten towards the general soul and serving the soul?
We need to understand that all our corrections, even the individual corrections of each of us, and also the correction of the ten, is only in order to bring all of humanity, without any exceptions, to the Creator. That's what we exist for.
Kharkov.
Правильно ли ощущение, что закон поручительства находится в корне и раскрывая его?
Is the feeling that the law of Arvut is at the root, and when a person discovers it, he brings contentment to the Creator. That's true.
The law of Arvut exists from the side of the Creator in the Kli of Adam Rishon, and the Creator shattered the Kli on purpose in order to give us to re-erect this law of Arvut from zero to 100% and return to that same state that He created. By this, we understand what He created, one Kli. We attain the complete Arvut, which is the nature of the Creator. It turns out that it's called You Made Me. The moment we keep such connections between us, called Arvut, we come to a state in which we feel who the Creator is, the force of unity, the one unique and special.
Buen día, gracias, Rav. Pregunta, ¿cómo ser más...
Good day, Rav. Question, how to be more effective in giving this Arvut?
Ну, лефахот, коль азман льет би штатвот би шиур бокер.
Well, at least be all the time participating in the morning lesson. Warm up the hearts of the friends before the lesson. Think all the time about the connection between you. It could be that you don't talk too much, but to want in your heart for this to happen. And to think what connection is. As this is the only corrected state that stands before us, and this is what all our existence is for, and our whole willingness to bring contentment to the Creator is.
Денис просит задать вопрос. Что значит, что перед уроком нужно разжечь?
Denise wants to ask a question. What does it mean that before the lesson we need to ignite the friends' hearts? How do we do that?
That I don't know. You think and you execute it. But there has to be a preparation before the lesson, and such a preparation where you know what the lesson is about and that you're about to approach it with the desire and warmed up with the force, kind of with warmth. In a connection of the hearts, that must happen. How to do it? That I don't know. Look for it. If I said, it'll pass by your ears. If you look how to do it, it will happen. And if you don't seek it and you don't find, then the whole lesson passes just like that. Does not leave an impression. Talks in such a way. What will be in America is what the Creator will do. What the Creator will do depends on all of Bnei Baruch, and first of all on the American group of ours. And it doesn't depend on all the American parties or the who will be president, etc., etc. Only on the extent in which you are connected between you and can raise that force more and more. That's what the good future of America depends upon. That's it. Therefore, don't look at these millions that are going out to the streets and burning things or breaking things. Don't look at them. Look at yourselves. What are you doing in order to stop this deterioration, which is altogether the ego that's being revealed? And against that, there's only one remedy: to raise the opposite force to that ego, the force of connection. If you do that, it will be good. If you don't do it, it will be bad. And it will be bad in order to awaken you, to awaken the force of good. Only. And the fact that you're saying,
we understand this. We understand and try to connect within ourselves, in the ten, between the tens, in the North American Kli. But we're missing the message so as to cover with a blanket of love.
You don't need to talk about the covering of the people. If you all connect together and say great thanks to the Creator for obligating you to connect by the sufferings, and that you want to rise from those connections, from those sufferings, to connection between you and to a connection with Him, with the Creator Himself, and you are aware and thank Him for doing such a thing, as the Creator is suffering when He brings this suffering to people, because it's like His children. The upper force suffers more. It's also written that I will suffer. But why does He do this? Because without this, He can't teach them connection. So you have nothing to do but to connect between you. I'm talking now only about you, not to cover all of North America with some blanket of love. It won't work out for you, because you don't have that blanket. You need to truly come to a connection in the hearts, with responsibility, and also from the fear of what will happen, also from the fear of what will happen with you, also from the responsibility that you have of what we are doing, since the Creator is giving us an opportunity and we're not doing what we have to do correctly. Start thinking about that more until it comes to a state in which it's burning in your hearts, and you'll see that you are capable, you are truly capable of managing these matters. That's how it goes. Otherwise, I don't see what good can be there.
Hi, Raf. What do we need to do
together to raise this force in the heart of the American friends.
אני לא יודע, תדברו ביניכם, תעשו פורום.
I don't know, talk between you, do a forum between you and decide.
תראו לפי הכתבים, תראו
what you need to do, see according to the writings and the situation, and start uniting around this more and more. The more unity there will be, more connection, to the degree of Arvut, you will feel that there's a force there. And accordingly, you'll see that you won't go out into the streets and to the media and all that. That's not important. But even in the force of connection between you, you will start to influence the general public in America. That's how it will certainly happen.
So when we create this force, does the if we create this force together, we'll feel it and we'll understand and we'll be able to just keep building it and building it and building it.
Yes, Tim. Yes. New York 2.
Доброе утро. Вопрос от товарища. Каждое утро перед уроком я вижу...
Good morning. Question from a friend. Every morning before the lesson, I see that I can't hold on to the Arvut. For different reasons, I'm always lacking somewhat. And it seems like, oh, I'm almost doing it, but then no. When will it end?
Only in the end of correction. That's excellent. That's a very nice feeling that that person has. He feels how not okay he is and that he's missing still and that he's not in Arvut and he's not with the friends and he's not coming. He doesn't deserve to be with them. He's worse than them all. That's excellent. Those things actually advance a person. But with that, he needs to be in joy. That he's being disclosed, the shattering, that he's being shown the lack of imperfection that he has, meaning these corrupted places for correction, so that he will correct them. It's very nice. Very nice, because that means that the Creator loves him. Anyone who the Creator loves, he shall approve him. And that's why he shows him the points of shattering, the places of shattering, where it will come to return to the Creator that way. How can the Creator draw us to him in return? Only by revealing where we still need to correct ourselves and to come closer to him.
Turkey free. Turkey free.
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, is Arvut an agreement between friends above reason?
Yes and
no.
Arvut can be from the corporeal, complete corporeal level, but it continues, of course, beyond to all the boundaries on the ladder of degrees to the end of correction.
Tel Aviv
2.
What are the points of breakage or shattering that are that the Creator shows us in the 10 so we can correct them?
The points of shattering are the lack of connection between us. And that's how we discover them. That's how we feel them. And the Creator disclosed this gradually, meaning the upper light shines a little bit more, illuminates more and more. And accordingly, we discover those points of shattering that are deeper, deeper and deeper.
French.
Hello, Rav. What kind of desires do you recommend us to awaken in the 10 so that the force of our Arvut will remain within us?
Again, Yaakov.
What kind of desires would you recommend that we need to awaken in the ten so that the force of Ravut will remain within us?
We only have one law. Incorporation with a inclination towards the Creator. That's the concentrate of the concentration of the whole law of Arvut. That's all. I don't want to add another word there.
New York free. Yes. New York free.
You guys hear me? Rob, my question is, you said to the friend that the evil inclination that he reveals, he should be happy about it and to correct the evil that is revealed. How do we correct this evil?
Through the connection between the friends, there is no other bad. All the forms of evil, the other forms of evil are not evil. They're nonsense. They're the degrees of a beast. I don't understand, I don't feel this and that. Bad is a lack of the proper connection between us. That's called bad or evil. That's it.
Rav, we just heard you say that if there's no shatz and gabay, we can't determine the arvut because they are the organizer of the spiritual work. Let's say a 10 comes to the lesson and there is no shatz and gabay.
Then you need to immediately decide on someone else. What do you mean there isn't? There's no such thing that there isn't in the 10.
Okay, excellent. So now about the friends who didn't come, can they compensate, complete their absence?
How can they compensate? How? Their contribution to the group is a spiritual contribution. It's to organize the group corporeally and spiritually to keep the law of Arvut. What do we exist for? What does the group exist for? To keep the law of Arvut. What's the role of Gabay and Shatz? To awaken everyone to keeping the Arvut in the group.
Yes, thank you, Rav. My question is, towards the Creator, in this Arvut, what am I actually guaranteeing for the friend?
You have to figure this out. You are a guarantor for the friend in everything. The friend is included in you, integrated in you as a single body. And you are now responsible for everything that's happening to him, doesn't matter what he does. You're responsible for him 100%, as if he has no free choice whatsoever, no free thoughts, no free desires of his own. You determine all of this. Okay. All right. I see that we are not going to be done with this. Okay, Kiev 1.
Thank you, dear teacher.
I am shatz today all day long. How do I bring the friends to Arvut today?
I don't know. Think. How can you bring your group to a state of the final correction? That's all. That's your role.
Есть там как бы то, что всегда мы делаем, там связать товарищей, выбрать статью, вопрос на семинар.
This is what we do every day to connect the friends, to find some article.
Now that's already the means. How you do it, if it actually does happen or doesn't happen this way, that's something else. But your job is to bring them to the final correction. Africa.
Shalom Rav. I am also shut in my tent, and yesterday I took on me to call 10 friends from my tent, from out of my tent. And I want to know, first of all, there was a lot of resistance to call the friends. I want to know how it's make advance to the, if it's make advance to the Arvut, to call the friends.
נו, ודאי שכן. מה, אתם לא נפגשים?
Of course it does. What, aren't you meeting a few times a day? I don't understand. How can that be? I have a group, for instance, and I connect with them 3 times a day.
זהו.
That's it.
ועוד יותר.
And sometimes more.
But the more we advance, Rav, the more, when I enter Kabbalah, it was very easy to call the friend. You want to call the friend, but the more we advance, the more we don't want to call the friends. You don't even think about that. You want to think about them. You want to send them your thoughts. But to call them on the phone, you don't even think about it. Why, Rav?
No, no, זה חייב להיות ביקוח.
No, no, this is something you have to do forcefully. You don't think. Don't think, just do it and that's it. Just make the call, connect with them, speak to them, and you'll see how you better and better feel that you are all a single desire, that you belong to a single soul, to the single creator. That's a must. It's a must. Think that all of us are just together. That's it. There's nothing else to do about it. And the more you connect with them, you are connecting to your kli. Don't imagine their faces. Just imagine that it is a single desire, single heart.
USA LA.
USA. Yes, let's continue. This is a very important part here. How do we cover all crimes? What crimes? And how do we cover them? With love. How? And we, it's like we get this sandwich of crimes and love together. This kind of special treat. What do we need to do here? What are we doing with this? Who needs this kind of reward? Why can't we just have love? And that's it. It is said, no, love cannot be if it doesn't cover the crimes. So first I have to delve into crimes. And then when they appear, I immediately cover them with love, or I have to reach some really great crimes, and then I have no choice but to look for love, or that love grows by itself after crimes appear. So what's going on here? How do we set up this condition that love covers all crimes, which seems to be the perfect state? How do I set up both the crimes and the love in such a way that I see that more than that cannot be? If there were no crimes, there would be no wholeness. If there would be no love covering the crimes, there would be no wholeness. Two must happen, must be there. What kind of relationship between them needs to be? What kind of connection needs to be in order to bring us wholeness? Why can wholeness appear on the condition that they are both connected and covering each other? Why is it that love covers the crimes and not vice versa? What's going on here? How does this connection between the two happen? And still, the crimes have to be the foundation, right? I created the evil inclination, and only then I created the spice of Torah as a cover. So there seems to be a need for the Torah coming from the evil inclination, we need the Torah to cover the evil inclination. Interesting. Let's see.
Yes.
Excerpt number 25, Rabash says, the person should feel that he is worse than everyone, because he feels that no person has the faults that he has. Although he sees that they engage in the work less than he does.
Meaning, on the one hand, I am worse. On the other hand, I see that I'm worse because I have done more work than them, right? And that discovery that I'm worse doesn't put me in such despair that I want to give up my life and everything and I'm just going to die. It is rather the state from which I'm going to grow. So I have to feel that I'm worse, and there is no one worse than me, as we've seen in the Zohar discussing this, right? That he's going on the riverbank, discovering that he is the worst, and then he turns to the Creator. Where there is nothing else to do. That's the only way you can come to correction.
Sadna. Ech ani.
Workshop. How do I, after I read what's happening here, how do I appear before the friends as greater than everyone? In practice. Like he says. What is he saying? And it's also helpful to humiliate oneself towards the friends in practice. How do I do this in my tent? Please, speak to each other. So we're talking about how do we practically each lower oneself towards the ten. And the ten needs to examine whether everyone is doing that or not.
How do I lower myself before the ten?
In practice,
that you actually do this in life. And if you didn't, then you commit to doing that.
That's where we raise the friends, and we start by envying the friends, we start by seeking in each friend, what is he better than me, and what is he greater than me, and I think that I have to change my attitude towards him, and we truly work on this every day.
How do I practically lower myself towards the friends?
So what's our work? To constantly justify my friend above reason, he seems small, I seem big, more successful, I don't see so great things in him, special things, and I do need to depict him myself as if he is successful, is great, smarter, understands better, feels more. That's how it has to be. So how do I reach it in practice? How, the way he says here, that supposedly not through forces, but I actually truly see that the friend is more successful. How can I reach that? That's the question. There are a lot of questions about this. How should we determine the connection between us and the friends? Also, how do we try that this pressure I feel to connect to the friends correctly, that the pressure doesn't toss me out, that I don't even want to relate to them at all, that most of the time when I'm in the 10, or even in my life altogether, I don't take my 10 into consideration, I forget about them. Why? Because it obligates me. It obligates me, and I don't want to be obligated to anything. So what do you do?
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Rav, which one of these two situations is above reason? One, that I disagree, and then through the force of imagination begin to feel as though I experience that the friend is right, or two, that I completely disagree, but I accept anyway.
The fact that I take the state, or I don't agree and don't accept the state, it's a big problem. How can we determine what's more important? Sometimes if I feel that I can't justify a friend, but I know that I'm not justifying him, so by this I discover the evil in me, and then the state is good, that I discover the lack of the correction within me, and it could be the opposite, that I discovered the lack of correction in me, and I uplift above it, I overcome it, and already I'm in a state that I've determined the truth, and I'm happy about it. So it could be that it's a worse state, because I'm sure about myself, I'm confident that I reached some achievement on my path. If I understood you correctly and if I answered correctly, I'm not sure. Ask me maybe some more.
Which is really above our reason, to completely accept at the same time as disagreeing, or that other state that you just said, where it seems like I agree, but really my reason is agreeing with it. So isn't the first one above reason?
If I agree within reason, so there's no above reason here. You understand? That's clear. Only if I uplift above my own reason and I say, even though this is my reason, and I say the opposite, they have eyes and they shall not see, they have ears and they shall not hear, and I say the opposite of what I feel, that for sure, I'm sure that I'm right according to my senses and my perception, and even though I'll rise above this, and I say this can be, it's my friend, and he is greater than this, and so on. That is called that I'm accepting him above reason. That is a true way, that it helps me rise to a higher degree, because the way I depict the friend, it's I'm depicting him, it's not that that's what he really is. They have eyes and they shall not see. This is what it seems to me, and I always need to depict the friend as if he was the creator, that he's above all the doubts and all the deficiencies that seem to me in my eyes, and that he is whole. It can't be that there's a friend that is less than the Creator. If I want to determine a spiritual degree, so for now, according to my qualities, I need to reach a state that the friends are like the Creator. Otherwise, I don't discover the Creator within them. I don't reach the spiritual degree.
One last thing, Rav. So then, to use the force of imagination to open the heart and to accept this as though it were within reason is not the way, but rather just to take on, just to recognize that it is good and I don't understand it.
I see the friend within reason. I see all kinds of deficiencies in him, and I try to see him above my reason, without any of those deficiencies, and all those black stains I see will turn white and he becomes whole. Along with that, I understand that this is what I did with my efforts, and not that I'm seeing the friend. I see my friend as, well, let's say like a camera, that with that camera I take pictures of the Creator. And the moment I depict my friend in a whole way, so the Creator is revealed through him. And then I have already reached some correct spiritual degree. That before me, there's no friend, there's no Creator, even not me in a constant form. There, it's only in order that when I combine all these things together, I'll reveal myself on a higher and higher, truer spiritual degree. That the friend is supposedly that means between me and the Creator, the intermediate, that in this way I can identify with the Creator. Meaning, as much as I put the friend in front of me as whole, to that extent I start feeling that I am closer to the Creator. When I have those three, well, states, me, friend, Creator, and without the friend, I cannot reveal the Creator. I can't compare myself to the Creator. Only to the extent that I equalize towards that friend, that for me he is whole. In that way, I discover the Creator that is in the friend. The friend becomes like a photo paper, that in there I have the form of the Creator is revealed in there, clothing in the friend. And in this way I discover in the friends all kinds of forms that where I can recognize the Creator. All forms of correction that I see in the friends, I call them Creator, the names of the Creator. Well, I don't have words for this, you know, but that's how it comes out.
You say
save properly.
I'm asking, should the correction start from Jews and the people of Israel, or is the system running ahead and it will happen without it starting from here?
Today, you need to take into account the whole world, and not just Israel and the Jews in the land of Israel, in the state of Israel. If we make connection among all of our groups, our tens all over the world, all the nations and religions and you name it, everyone. If we create connection between us, by this we're covering the globe with a uniform network of connection between us. And it begins because it is in mutual guarantee. Even in the smallest state, smallest level, by this it begins to establish itself and show its action, its operation toward the world, and not toward people who don't understand, don't feel anything, but in spirituality, it influences the fate of the world more than all the countries and governments that are in conflicts among themselves. So we needn't look at anything and anyone, but only tend to the avud between us around the world. That's it. That's the main thing.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
Just following up to Mike's question. You said that we should be doing exercises in our tents. What kind of exercises are you referring to, and what should we expect? What results should we expect from these exercises?
No, Igal, ata bichlal.
Well, Igal, it's as if you heard me for the first time. We have to try to establish the laws of avud, both in connection and in disconnection, above reason, within reason, to kind of toggle and jumble up all those things that cause the general avud and kind of eat it up, to check from all sides what we do with this general law, with this general correction of the common soul. That's what we need to do. We have a soul before us which is totally ruined on purpose. So we would reconnect it. So let's try to do it. There's nothing here. Do you want me to start? Look at how much material there is. We need to understand each other better. There are plenty of excerpts. Let's try to unite among us mutually and be as connected to each other as possible. That's what we need. Let's try. And talk about it during the day, and tomorrow you'll have questions. Write your questions in every 10. Tomorrow we will learn about it and do workshops on it, and we'll advance this way. But we have to create a network of connection between us around the world in practice. To settle down. So we overcame it and we kind of built a life. Now we all have to build the real life. And the real life is above our nature. Even though our egos don't want it, we have no choice. We have to start looking at life in a mature way. And in a mature way means that our nature requires that we look at things above our desires. Just like then, as children, we rose above our desires to stay kids and play around and thinking, it'll be okay. It's because we weren't aware that things were being organized for us by the grown-ups. Now we have to put our own lives in order in the same way. And nature is pressing us. So we're living through a very good period. This is called the period of the last generation of growing up, going into real life. And real life is spiritual life. The corporeal life are the lives of the still vegetative and animate. We have to grow into the speaking level, to the human level, the level of the Creator. And that is what will happen now in the coming months. a transition into the real state. So each one should remember what happened to him when he was a kid. Well, it's not really when he was a kid. It's kind of going from adolescence to adulthood, to independent living. So this is how we will have to grow up as well. Now, it's good. It's good. We understand how it is happening a little bit, but it's only a little bit. We will have to explain it to all of humanity as well as to ourselves. And we will have to play in this the role of directing humanity through this transition so that it happens correctly and well. Let's hope. Well, I am certain we'll succeed, but it all depends first and foremost on our preparation and on our seriousness. Okay.